Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about the many faces of anxiety. Things like excessive worry, being afraid of things, being wound up, being on edge are commonly in the culture seen as anxiety symptoms. But many of you know there are many other faces that anxiety has, and I want new listeners to become familiar with some of these other ways that anxiety can manifest in your life, because I am often asked if I have ever heard of a particular sensation or symptom as being caused by anxiety, either when people send me emails or when we're meeting one-on-one. And I want everyone to understand that because our brain is a part of our body and our mind affects our brain, and our brain affects our body, all of the systems, that almost anything can pop up as being caused by your anxiety. And so there's many different ways that your anxiety can be popping up. And many people in the group talk about this, and clients also, that when someone has been actually focusing on one particular anxiety sensation, let's say it's a tingling in the feet, which is something that comes up, and they are able to eventually realize that the tingling in the feet is not something they need to be worked up about. They know that there's nothing wrong with their feet, and they give it less and less attention, that eventually they realize it is gone. And it is not unusual for when the tingling in the feet is gone, for a new sensation or symptom to pop up. It's almost like they jump around. And I haven't talked about it on here lately, but that jumping around is actually a good signal to you that those are not real physiologically based problems. When you have a little thing here and a little thing there, and you don't know it's a little thing until it has actually subsided on its own, or you've had it checked out and the doc says, nothing here. Once you realize that these are jumping around, you can relax into them and say, oh, there it is. It's my stress is trying to pop out somewhere else. My mind is trying to get my body to tell me to pay attention, that something's wrong, because that's exactly what it is. It's those signals of, come on, get into action. There's something here. It's trying to get your attention. And why would that be? Because your mind and body are picking up signals from you that there is a problem. Maybe it's your posture. Maybe it's your clenched hands. Maybe it's your intrusive thought that you keep thinking over and over again. It can come from many different places, including our subconscious. But we're not going to get into that today. So it is something is bubbling up trying to get your attention, and it is the amygdala's job to get you frightened enough to get into action and get to safety. Well, the reality is you're already safe, but you don't know that. The amygdala is picking it up as a problem. So it is your job to be aware of these many anxiety faces and to see them as clues that maybe something from the subconscious is bubbling up. Maybe you are holding on to some stress in your body, tightening those muscles down, clenching fists. Maybe you are thinking intrusive or repetitive thoughts. Maybe you are thinking what if thoughts into the future. Maybe you are simply worrying. All of that is signal to the brain that there's a problem and that the amygdala should get you to run to safety. And your job, when you realize that you are safe, is to tell that to the amygdala, to relax your muscles. And there's many shows on that, on how to relax the amygdala and get it to stand down. But today we're looking at the many faces of anxiety, just beyond the upset stomach or the excessive worrying, like, or being wound up or having fears. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches Podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. So let's dive into some of these anxiety faces. Oh, so many. I know you will have your own personal ones that you can add to the list. And there's one caveat. I want you to know that it is in your best interest, if you are unsure of a concerning symptom, that you should have it checked out by your primary care physician. Get on the phone with them and tell them what you are concerned about and see what they believe the next steps are for you. We are all individual and have our own health issues that we're already dealing with. But many times we are worried about things that are really our anxiety popping up here and there. And like I said earlier, jumping around. And again, the jumping around is a good sign because it shows you that it is not something urgent. It is not a horrible thing that you have to take care of immediately, but something that is passing and may very well have been caused by your anxiety. So some of the things that come up that you may not be aware of as being caused by anxiety are things like gastrointestinal problems. You may not connect those right away, but the gut is one of the first places that feels our stress. Also, it could be difficulty breathing. Many people with anxiety report not being able to take a deep breath, not being able to take a complete breath. There's many different ways of stating it. Another one is sweating. Many people that I have worked with have had an incredible issue with sweating, and it's one that people begin to think there is something intrinsically wrong with them. Now, you want to have these things checked out again if you are unsure, but once you've been checked out and they're popping up here and there, I want you to be able to relax into the thought of perhaps this is my stress level popping out. Maybe this is my anxiety, just as if I were feeling nervous or being afraid of something. Maybe the withdrawing feeling that I have that I don't want to go out and be in public, I want to withdraw from the world, I've had enough. Maybe that's caused by my stress levels. Another one could be headaches. The head is a amazing place that people hold stress, everything from stress headaches, tension in the neck. Many times the head is the place where the anxiety or the stress level is landing. A big one that we have dealt with in our group and with many of my one-on-one clients is dizziness, and a different kind of dizziness. It may not be vertigo per se, although it could be, but just the feeling of unsteadiness or feeling like you're on a rocking boat. I have this pop up many times. Also, we could be dealing with something like hypervigilance. We want to take care of everything. We have to have everything taken care of. It could be that if you have OCD, that those symptoms begin to rise as your stress levels rise. Pay attention. Pay attention. This could be your anxiety. And as I stated earlier, muscle tension, the clenching of the fists, the tightening of our shoulders, the tightening of facial muscles. Many people go to get a massage and are shocked to hear the therapist tell them that they have extremely tight muscle tension happening. So pay attention. It could be your anxiety. Other things such as irrational fears and heart palpitations might be things that you've already thought of, but maybe not. I do get asked early on in sessions with people, could my heart palpitations be caused by anxiety? Or the other way that people state it is skipped beats or extra beats, right? It could feel like that. Another way around the heart is the thumping in the chest. It may feel like a real thump in your chest. So all of that, yes, very well may be caused by your anxiety. So too could be overthinking. Not exactly worrying, but overthinking things, over-preparing, over-packing. I know that some of you are smiling when I say that one. Also, we could be talking about sleep difficulties, being not able to sleep through the night, not being able to fall asleep. Those could be problems cropping up, not because there is something in particular wrong with you, but because you are anxious, because your stress levels have reached a point where your body is speaking now. It's not able to drift off. It's staying on high alert. It's still scanning the horizon for threats, and you're not able to fall asleep or stay asleep. Fatigue, and that would go along with not being able to sleep and or having sleep difficulties. We may be tired. We may be overly tired. That could be the stress levels. Another thing that we do often when we are in high stress, I mentioned being withdrawn earlier, but we also could just be avoiding things. We could be avoiding things such as going certain places. One that pops up quite often for people, women in particular, is going to the grocery store. If you've ever had a panic attack or a high stress session in a grocery store, you can begin to avoid them. So if you notice, you may not even make the connection, but if you find you're avoiding driving certain places, or if you're avoiding certain stores or people, you may want to check in and see if your stress or your anxiety may have something to do with that. Chest pain comes up often. And one of the things that comes up from is from, like I mentioned earlier, muscle tension. We can tend to clench down in our chest, not to mention that we are often spending most of our day hunched over in front of a computer or looking down at our phones or in our work, writing even. We can feel that we are in that C position and our muscles begin to tense up in that way, and we can end up with chest pain that starts to scare us because we think we're having a physical event around our heart. Anything for me, when I was anxious and dealing with anxiety on a regular basis, anything in my chest area immediately made me think I was having a heart event, a heart attack in particular. Well, that was, I don't know, 40 some odd years ago, and I still have the same heart. It's much older now, and none of those caused me any real health issue. It never was about my heart. It was about my chest. It was about my stress and probably muscle tension. Some other things we could be dealing with are things you've probably thought about: irritability, obsessive thoughts, excessive worry, panic, right? All of that we're kind of familiar with, but also it could be that we are having difficulty staying on task. We could be having concentration difficulties. I'm wondering if any of these are coming up for you as something new, maybe something you hadn't thought about before. Other ones that we have are fear of losing control. Now, this was something I had. Like, I thought I was just going to lose control. A lot of it was at the stores. I had some difficulty with the big malls back in the day and the lights in the stores, and the stores were so big. Where was the exit? I wanted to know how to get out because I thought I could actually just lose it. Fear of losing control in the store. Again, never happened, but I certainly worried about it. And that was from being highly stressed. It was from being anxious, having excessive worry. Other things that can come up are compulsions. Like I said earlier, if you have OCD, behaviors that you have exhibited in your past or currently, they may escalate when you are feeling anxious, when you are feeling worried. So it may not be that the compulsion is the problem. It may be your inability to relax, to rest, to get back into that parasympathetic nervous system and let the glitter in the snow globe fall to the bottom. We have to pay attention to where we're at with being in the parasympathetic or the sympathetic nervous system. Remember, the parasympathetic is the rest and digest part of our nervous system. And the sympathetic side of our nervous system is the anxiety side. That's when we are in our fight or flight or freeze or please could be another one, but we'll get into that on another episode. Those types of feelings, fight or flight, is our sympathetic nervous system. And we don't hate it. We don't want to get away from it. We just want to be in it only when we need it. And if we're sitting home watching a movie with our loved ones, we don't need it then, but it could pop up then. And that's when we know we are dealing with anxiety. And that leads me to one of the last few faces of anxiety that I have here for you. Shaking is another one that comes up. So we could have the feeling inside us, the buzzing feeling, or we could have the outward shaking, which is just another face of anxiety. We could have racing thoughts, and we could have indecisiveness. There is even so much more, but I wanted to give you an idea of the vast array of ways that anxiety can manifest in all of us. We all have our own unique way that it's going to show up, but I don't want you to be surprised by any of these. And don't immediately go to the extreme of there is something vitally wrong with you. But keep in mind, well, perhaps this is from my high stress. Maybe this is from my anxiety. And if you feel too that you want to get more information, you can check any of those out with your primary care physician. But you also want to keep in mind, it could very well be, if there's nothing physically wrong with you, these are popping up from your stress levels. And now for today's quote. I'm not lazy. I'm just exhausted from fighting my way through every single day. And that's from Mimi Love. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.